Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 7.7% in January, the lowest level in more than a year and a half. January's rate dropped 0.2% from December, according to the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. December's rate was revised down from the preliminary estimate of 8.1 to 7.9. It was also the 27th consecutive month Alaska's unemployment rate has been below the national average, which was 9% in January. But state economist Neil Fried says the difference between the two rates will narrow if the national economy continues its recovery.
It's all up to not what happens here so much, but how fast the American job market recovers. If it begins to recover very rapidly, then it could conceivably begin to occur by the end of this year. Otherwise, it may take until next year.
The education and healthcare sectors continue to show strong growth in Alaska, up about 1,900 jobs since January 2010. Leisure and hospitality, including tourism, had the strongest growth from last year, gaining about 2,200 jobs. Oil and gas was relatively flat, with about 500 new jobs over the course of last year. But Fried cautions the Labor Department's new method of calculating employment could be skewing the numbers.
It's a new methodology that the federal government came up with. And the problem with it is that maybe for bigger states it works out pretty well. But for a little state like Alaska, where we have so much seasonality, this method has really made a lot more volatility in these numbers than we think really exist.
Juneau's unemployment rate was among the lowest in the state in January at 6%. The lowest rate was in the North Slope borough, which had a 4.2% unemployment rate. Skagway had the highest at 29.9%. Anchorage's unemployment rate was 6.5%.